Revelation chapter 2 and verse 8. Christ introduces himself, sets the tone, sets the marker for his letter to the church in Smyrna. To the angel of the church in Smyrna, the messenger there. And this is how Christ introduces himself. These are the words of him who is the first and the last, who died and came to life again. Christ describes himself as the first and the last, the one who died and the one who was resurrected and now lives. Revelation 2 and verse 8. Christ, the first and the last. And if you couple that with the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, and the beginning and the end, well, what do you have? May I suggest, my friend, may I suggest that you glance at, read, think about Revelation 1 verse 8, Revelation 1 verse 17, Revelation 21 verse 6, Revelation 22 verse 13. Now, there are four more verses in the book of Revelation, and with this one, 2 verse 8, that's five verses in the book of Revelation. Alpha and Omega, first and last, beginning and end. And then couple those verses with three from Isaiah. Isaiah 41 verse 4, Isaiah 44 verse 6, and Isaiah 48 verse 12. So, that's 2, 4, 5 verses in Revelation, and 3 verses in Isaiah, 8 verses altogether, Alpha and Omega, first and last, beginning and ending, the beginning and the end. Now, some of those verses are clearly about the Lord Jesus Christ. This one here is, I am the first and the last. And several of these verses are very clearly, I am coming again, the Lord Jesus Christ, first and last, Alpha and Omega, beginning and end. But some of these verses are clearly about the Lord God himself, God the Father. And both terms, Alpha and Omega, first and last, beginning and end, are ascribed indiscriminately to both the Father and the Son. Now, there's only one conclusion I can come to. What conclusion is that? That Christ is nothing else other than the Almighty God himself. Well, that's what we're talking about. The first and the last, the beginning, the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the sum and substance, the originator, the concluder, the finisher, the glory of it all. God himself manifest in his Son. That is what Christ is saying to this little church at Smyrna. This church that's so poor in itself, so persecuted, so tried by Jews and Gentiles, so attacked, even to suffering. And yet Christ says, I am the first, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega, I am the last. I started all and I'll conclude it all. This is the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the first thing we have here. And the second thing here is his death and resurrection. This is the core, the heart of the gospel, the blood and sacrifice of Christ, the resurrection of Christ. He died for our justification, our salvation. He rose again for our justification. Where am I getting that? Read from Romans chapter 1 and verse 14 to chapter 8 verse 39. Just for instance, read those verses aloud and see the glories of Christ in free grace, in establishing righteousness in his life and death and resurrection. If we're talking about life, if we're talking about death, if we're talking about resurrection, what have we got here? I am he who died and came to life again. Well, what does that mean? Well, he was incarnate. He lived among men. He died on the cross. He was buried. He rose again. He ascended in glory. He now intercedes livingly, everly, everlastingly for his people. and he is coming again to redeem his people from all their troubles, having redeemed them from all their sins. And he's going to bring in everlasting judgment and glory for his saints. Judgment for sinners and glory for his saints. This is the Christ. This is the one who writes to Smyrna. And this is the one who writes to the churches today. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is now saying to the churches. Brother and sister, he is saying it to us. Do you not know that our Lord Jesus Christ, the baby of Bethlehem, the man hanging on the cross, the one being spat upon, the one whose name is being ridiculed today, despised of men, see him despised, forsaken. Hail thou Galilean king. Yes, in the mocking tones of the world, but we ascribe Galilean king in praise to Christ. And he is more than the Galilean king. He is the everlasting King of kings and Lord of lords, the Alpha, the Omega, the first, the last, the beginning and the end. And we rest in his blood. We trust in his righteousness. We look to him in his resurrection and his coming again. We trust in him in his intercession for us now. He is exalted. He is glorious. And he is our Savior. Oh, unbeliever, fall before this Christ. In the final day, you will acknowledge that he is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. You will bow the knee. Philippians 2:9-8 and 9, you will bow the knee and you will confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Will you not do it now? Will you not do it now in salvation? Will you not look to the Lord to be saved? And brother and sister, let us rejoice today in our exalted Christ, in our Redeemer Christ. Christ is ours. I'll close with a hymn by Charles Wesley. I've altered the first line. Praise the Lord, ye people all. Praise the God on whom ye call. Lift your voice and shout his praise. Triumph in his sovereign grace. Glorious is the Lord most high, terrible in majesty. He his sovereign sway maintains. King o'er all the earth. He reigns. Jesus is gone up on high, takes his seat above the sky. Shout the angel choirs aloud, echoing to the trump of God. Sons of earth, the triumph join. Praise him with the host divine. Emulate the heavenly powers. Their victorious Lord is ours. Shout the God enthroned above. Trumpet forth his conquering love. Praises to our Jesus sing. Praises to our glorious King. Power is all to Jesus given. Power o'er hell and earth and heaven. Power he now to us imparts. Praise him with believing hearts. Wonderful in saving power. Him let all our hearts adore. Earth and heaven repeat the cry, glory be to God most high. These are the words of him, Jesus, speaking to the church at Smyrna, Jesus addressing churches today, Jesus addressing every believer. These are the words of him who is the first and the last, who died and came to life again. God, Christ, is supreme. Not the devil, not the world, not men. No. God in Christ is supreme over all. Glory, glory to his name. Amen.